Everyone loves a good story. It's what drives us to stay up later at night than we intended, watching television and reading. Like all of a sudden we look up and several TV episodes or book chapters have just flown by. Like we can't seem to get enough because there's something about the plot lines of the characters in these movies, on television, or in the books that captivate us. It's their struggles, their battles to do what's right, their complicated relationships. There's something about a story, a good story, that we can't resist. Good stories tug on something deep inside of us. And maybe the reason they stir something in us is that in all of the drama, from the spies to the love stories to the people lost in a plane crash on an island, we find a bit of camaraderie. And sure, we may not fully relate to a character's situation, but through the emotions of it and the frustration of it, the comedy of it, the journey of it, we can catch a glimpse of a truth we know about our own lives. Because the truth is this, we're all living out a story. I mean, every single one of us has a life story. And whether you're older or younger, married or single, whether things are going well or whether things aren't so great right now, we all have one thing in common. Our story is still in progress. None of us are at the beginning, and none of our stories are over. We're all here, in the middle, trying to figure out how to make our life story a good one. Because that's what we all want, isn't it? I mean, we want a good life. We want a good story. We want our family, our kids, our grandkids to be proud of us. I mean, no one wakes up thinking, man, I can't wait to screw this up. Or, goodness, I hope I regret what I do today. Of course not. We all want to live a good and maybe even a great life story. And that's why for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about what Jesus said about life, about our life. And even if you aren't a Christian or you're not sure about the whole church thing, or maybe you're not even sold on the whole idea of religion, I think this series still could be really helpful for you. Because when it comes to your life and your story, you want to have a good one. We all do. And if I'm being honest, I think when most of us talk about life, we talk about our story, we really want it to come down to just one word, happy. Like we all want our life story to be happy. We want our kids to be happy. We want our marriages to be happy. We want to be happy in our job, happy in our friendships, and happy in our finances. This drives everything we do. And consciously or not, we're all looking for ways to experience more happiness more often. We're just wired that way. And not only do we all want happiness, we think that if we were happier, then we'd be better people and that our lives would tell a better story. We think, man, if I were happier with my finances, then I wouldn't fight with my spouse. Or if I were happier in my job, then I'd be a better parent at home. Or if I were just happier in my dating life, then I'd feel better about myself. For all of us, there's something we think would make us happier. And ultimately, we think getting that thing, and therefore having more happiness, is tied to having a better life story. But there's a problem with that idea. I mean, think about the last time you really wanted something. The last time you said, I'd be so happy if I had blank. And did you get it? If so, chances are you were happy for a little while, but that feeling faded. I mean, maybe you got the promotion, the raise, the date, the marriage, the MVP kid, the car of your dreams, and it was great. And sure, that thing or that moment, it made you happy, but I'm betting it didn't keep you happy. I mean, at least not for long. Because as adults, we all know this, happiness can be slippery. And because happiness doesn't stay for long, we continue to live believing happiness is just out of reach or it's just around the corner. We just have to get there. I mean, happiness becomes like something we chase, but we're never quite able to catch it. It's always one step beyond where we currently are. And if we aren't careful, we can find ourselves hoping for a great life while spending every day of our lives chasing something we can't quite reach. Now, before we continue, I want you to know this isn't a series about how happiness is a bad thing or how if you're going to live a life that pleases God, you have to commit to being completely miserable. Happiness isn't the enemy at all. That's why the verse we're talking about today is so fascinating. I think as we take a look at something Jesus said, we may discover that God wants more for our life and more for our story than we ever realized, maybe even more than we do. The verse is found in the book of John, one of the four accounts of Jesus' life in the New Testament. And John, one of Jesus' closest friends, recounts what Jesus said as he was trying to help a crowd of people understand who he is and why he had come. He explained his mission this way. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Now, in this one verse, Jesus states his intentions. Unlike the thief, Jesus has come to give us life, not a miserable life or a boring life, but also not necessarily a happy life. Jesus says his goal for us is something else, a full life. Now, some other translations of the Bible read that Jesus says he has come to give us an abundant life. Now, when you think of someone having anything in abundance, you probably picture having more than you could ever need or use. You picture never lacking or desiring more of it. And that's the picture that Jesus is painting here. He came to offer that abundant, more than enough, overflowing, never lacking life. In other words, Jesus came to give you a better story, not just a happy story. Think about it this way. For those of you who have children, I bet you completely understand this concept. When you're waiting for your child to be born, you didn't quite know how you would feel or what to expect. You didn't have the words to adequately describe how you would feel until you held your child and got to know your child and built a relationship. And now, I bet you can't imagine life without them. See, it's not about happiness with your kids, because you have good days and bad days, and some days are harder than others, and some days you just want to quit, but you realize that your relationship with them goes beyond a basic standard. It's better than happy, and in the same way, Jesus is saying he came so that we can have a life story that is full and abundant and beyond happy. It's not lacking, it's not unhappy, it's better than happy. And if we were honest, for many of us, this is the opposite of what we think about God. We might not say this out loud, especially not in church, but it's tempting to think that God's goal for us is to have a life minus all the good stuff, all the things that can make our lives fun or exciting. For some of us, it's the very reason we've kept our distance from God or from church, because it just seems like what God wants for our life story is to make it less satisfying and more difficult. Or in other words, we think of God as the thief. And Jesus is telling this crowd of followers and us that we couldn't be farther from the truth. He's basically saying, I didn't come to make the story of your life worse. I came to make it better than you would have ever imagined. Now, this is great news, because it means we can stop the chase. We can stay exactly where we are with everything we already have, in the relationships we're already in, with the possessions we already possess or don't possess, and still be satisfied. Because our life story isn't centered around the moving target of happiness. Our life story is centered on the always there, always enough, always abundant, rich life that Jesus is inviting us to live in right now. And as we follow Jesus, he will show us how to give up on chasing happiness and go deeper, to begin to enjoy the better, satisfying, full life that he promises. Here's the bottom line. Jesus wants you to live a better story. Not a happy story, not an easy story, but a more satisfying and more meaningful story. And here's what's crazy about that. Here's what some of the older, wiser people in our lives would tell us if we asked them. When we find our satisfaction in the abundant life that Jesus offers, we will often find ourselves happier than we'd ever been. So if that's true, what does it mean for us? Maybe you've been living in the rut of waiting for the next thing for as long as you can remember. Maybe you've been waking each day hoping that something or someone will make you happy. Maybe it's time you decided to stop chasing happy. Just think about it for a moment. How well has the chase worked out for you? How happy, consistently happy, has it really made you? Or has the myth of happiness actually stolen and robbed you of life? Has it kept you dissatisfied with the life that you have? When we agree with what Jesus wants for us and build our lives on the fullness that he offers, we discover a deeper and more satisfying happiness. And that's just like Jesus. We want happiness, and he gives us happiness, but he also gives us more. The life Jesus brings is indeed a better, more meaningful life, but it might not be the life we were expecting. But it's the life that we desperately need. And we're gonna explore what it means to live a better life story together over the next few weeks. But for now, Let's start by posing this question. Are you willing to pause the chase for happiness? And if so, spend some time this week thinking about what your happiness is tethered to. I mean, what determines if you have a good day or a bad one? What are you chasing in hopes it will make your life story better? What word completes the sentence when you say, "I'd be so happy if I had blank"? I mean, even if it's just for the next few weeks, are you willing to trust that Jesus has something better in mind for you? And if you are, a better story in Jesus is right around the corner. I mean, imagine for a second if we all did this. I mean, what if just for this week, your kids weren't so focused on the next new thing that might make them happy? I mean, what would happen if your neighbors, the people who live around you, gave up on the idea that the chase for a better career, a bigger paycheck, a nicer house, or a better spouse would eventually make them happy? I mean, how would it change our marriages, our families, our communities? I mean, how would it change our church if just the people in this room decided to trust Jesus for a full, satisfying life instead of chasing what we think would make us happy? Jesus is extending this offer to all of us, to follow him and to live a better story and a more meaningful life. And if you're willing to trust him, press pause on chasing happiness, and then you may one day look back and say, the story of my life is not necessarily easier, but it's better than I ever would have imagined. And maybe you're wondering, what does a better story even look like? I mean, how does it work exactly? How am I supposed to do that? Well, you're about to begin that conversation with your small group. And I invite you to come back next week as we begin to explore specifically how Jesus' promises can impact the story of your life.